May 17th, 1962. A sunny morning in L.A., like every morning in L.A. I usually try to sleep through sunny mornings, but for some reason, I rolled out of bed and decided to head for the office bright and early. Not that there's work waiting. Pickings have been mighty slim of late. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Springtime.
Any calls?
No calls, but this package came special delivery, addressed to Miss West.
Huh. I can't say I'm a gal who loves surprises. Wow. Even when they involve a box of bucks and a plain brown wrapper. Especially then. Did I forget my birthday?
Quite the box of lettuce.
And green's my favorite color.
Did it come with a card?
No card. Just a note hiring me to look into a suspicious death. Unsigned.
Who's the corpse?
Zuzu Varga.
No. As in Jungle Priestess, Venus Rising, Hive of the Bee Queen? That Zuzu Varga?
Hungarian bombshell, star of a dozen genre films. Is there another one?
I can't tell you how many times I've seen Zuzu Varga draped across palm fronds or wearing tinfoil undies with a ray gun in her hand.
Well, now she's playing dead.
Can I see the note? They say it is an accident. I do not believe this. Local law enforcement is hopeless.
Oh, I remember just reading about this. According to the papers, local means Kern County. Miss Varga was on a location shoot for a low-budget sci-fi flick up in the high desert above L.A.
Interesting.
Interesting case. But I'm not sure I want to work for an anonymous employer.
As I see it, you got no choice. I spend half my day fending off your bill collectors and the other half trying to collect my bucks from guys who make bad bets.
Still using my office as a front then, Charlie?
I'll quit making book when your checks stop bouncing. So take the job. And anyways, who are you going to return the money to?
Charlie had a point, but I still didn't like it. Neither did Lieutenant Mark Storm of the LAPD.
I don't like it. You've got no idea what you're walking into up there.
And that should stop me? A gal's gotta eat.
So take a typing course, or marry one of the idiots dogging your steps.
You asking, Lieutenant?
Yeah, what kind of chump would that make me?
The useful kind.
Yeah, you use me plenty as things stand. And I can't drop everything and head up to Kern County in case you get yourself in trouble.
I'm not asking you to. I'm just asking for a teensy phone call.
You're asking me to be an accessory to an act of stupidity.
Tell you what, Mark. Skip the lecture, make the call, and I promise to make it up to you.
Make it, up to me?
Have we got a deal?
All right.
So, Mark called in a favor and got me the official story.
Girl found nude in the dressing room. Small puncture wounds on the body, which we believe are bites from some sort of insect. Mm-hmm. Swelling and discoloration around the bite.
All right, thanks, Jimmy. I owe you one. It appears Miss Varga was allergic.
Oh, very. But my mystery client doesn't think so, and he, or she, is willing to pay.
So, you're still determined to get involved in this.
What's the worst that could happen?
I shudder to think.
9 p.m., I'm tossing my suitcase into the Cobra. Bruce and I head northbound on Route 5 toward exit 205 and the rundown lodge where the stalled film is about to resume shooting. The note from my mystery client says to show up tomorrow, 7 a.m., on the set of Amazons of Mars. We're gonna be in a movie, Bruce. Tonight, we'll find a cheap motel that's good with pets in the rooms, or at least with a manager I can bribe. In the morning, I'll sign on as an alien extra. But that, as they say, is a clever ruse. I'll really be investigating murder on Mars.
The Audio Comics Company, in association with Moonstone Entertainment, presents Honey West in Murder on Mars.